The latest from podnews.net.
From the newsroom of the Washington Post.
The first edition of Post Reports, the Washington Post's new daily podcast, was published yesterday afternoon. Chartable report it's number 17 in the U.S. charts.
This is Post Reports. I'm Martine Powers.
Radio Stakhanov podcast The Football Ramble is being advertised across 13 subway stations in London. They were visible yesterday and today and will be again on December the 7th in stations like Oxford Circus and Waterloo. Fox Nest's Spreaker has partnered with Deezer to increase the amount of podcasts available on Deezer's platform, especially in Latin America. That region has a population of 647 million people and it's experiencing rapid growth in streaming services.
When I left the Senate, I said I was giving up my seat, but not my voice.
That's former U.S. Senator Al Franken, who's released a podcast. Well, it's just an audio file on SoundCloud, really. Seen by Time magazine as a tentative return to the public eye since his resignation last year. The IAB has released their 2019 Digital Audio Buyer's Guide, an excellent resource, they say, for marketers looking to invest in digital audio. Scripps has formally concluded the purchase of Triton Digital. A podcast festival has been announced in Brighton in the UK. Wave, which bills itself as the UK's first podcast festival in the southeast, features hit podcasts like No Such Thing as a Fish and Richard Herring's Leicester Square Theatre podcast. Would point out that the annual London Podcast Festival in the southeast of England was held for the third time earlier this year. There'll soon be new podcast studios in Sheffield in the UK with space for up to four podcasters using state-of-the-art broadcasting equipment. Rebel Base Studios will open early next year. And he's kind of a big deal.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Ron Burgundy is coming to podcasting. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.